The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Our final roundup of the 2022 Commonwealth Games. It was a 60-51 win for the Diamonds in that semi-final against the Roses. And bit of an emotional day as well for Stacey Francis Bayman. Ahead of the game, Flyhawk produced a special tribute video for her. We've already seen the news that Stacey's retiring at the end of the Com Games.
I have to be honest with you, when she told me, we both burst into tears. So few get to full time on their career the way they want to.
The passion you play with hasn't changed since we were 15 years old. You've done it all with integrity and authenticity, on and off the court. Life and this right.
Stacey, you've given to netball everything that you are. Hard work and dedication. You've shown what it is to be a professional athlete, and I couldn't be prouder of you.
So immensely proud of you. Bringing it all back full circle. Ending it in beautiful Birmingham where it all started. I was always sure you were going to make it. Always sure you were going to be somebody. Turn up, turn out, win.
After the game, I asked her about the importance of having their support throughout her career. I just wanted to ask you, you've seen the video this morning, Steph did.
Yes.
Pretty special.
Yeah, I think the brilliant thing about playing a team sport is it's always like bigger than you, and I think you don't often have time to sit and reflect, or you don't take the time to sit and reflect on the journey or the people that have been
there.
So just to hear the voices of people who have been either near or far and have impacted on my journey, yeah, it is really special, and it will continue to be. I've been so well supported on my whole career, and yeah, I'm really appreciative of Flyhawk and their ability to put that together and to just take a moment to celebrate me as an individual.
Well, it was touching for me to watch as well, so congratulations on the
thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, Jess Thirlby was naturally disappointed with the result.
Look, it's really sad. I think we're going to feel a bit bruised for a while. I can't fault the effort and the intent of the team. I think you guys can see that for yourselves. The crowd recognise it. Their relentless ability to keep going till the end for each other and have each other's backs is something to be admired. But ultimately, I thought we expected a much more goal-for-goal game today, so we prepared for that. And I think we were well in the game, obviously, after the opening 15 minutes. The second quarter kind of is the only quarter really of a margin that most probably killed us, because everything else was either a draw in quarter three or we lost by one in four. So we were with them for long periods. But when you're looking at the top four teams, 5 goals in one quarter is tough to claw back. And we were found trying to get some turnover ball again. And I think the changes that we made certainly had an impact in wearing them down and increasing the phases of play. I thought New Zealand were very good in possession of the ball today. Their connections, in particular, Crampton with Tapia, were certainly something we had to work hard to break down. But I didn't think those changes lost us the game. I thought they came on and we were certainly, our intent there was to try and win some more ball. But you can't throw ball into hands 3 or 4 times against a world-class opposition such as New Zealand. That can be the difference. And unfortunately, some of those basics today have really let us down in a game where, whilst you can have the intent to win ball, you're not going to win a lot of it. And we were sloppy when we did find ball turnover, taking it through the court. So I think our possession game and our growth in how to play through the New Zealand zone over the last couple of years since 2019's World Cup is really impressive. But today we fell short on some basics. Which is going to hurt for a little bit. We're going to feel a bit bruised, but real credit to New Zealand. I thought their possession game wore us down a little bit. No lack of effort or pride in the team today.
Can you tell us a bit about Stacey and Ebony, as both of them are retiring and this is their last hit out in front of an England crowd?
Yeah, look, I've worked with Stacey and Ebony since they were teenagers. So it's been a long old journey, 20 years plus with both of them in lots of different roles. They're outstanding role models in so many ways, not just on the court, but beyond the court. I'm incredibly proud for what they stand for as people, but also how they've gone about their business over the last 20 years and their ability to keep going. You know, Stacey has been in and out of the programme, and to come back in the programme and find herself with as many starts as she's had here on home soil in Birmingham, her home city, in a Commonwealth Games is a beautiful way for her, I guess, to end her playing career, and obviously with that SSN title as well. So very proud. Ebony, I mean, what a pioneer for women in sport, but also for mums in sport, and particularly for mums in netball. We're really proud that we've embraced Ebony and her family and the support that they've provided her to find a way back, not just to court, but to an international tournament such as Commonwealth Games is massively impressive. So I've got nothing but love for both of them. I've known them for a long, long time, and unfortunately we couldn't send them away with some medals around their necks, but this tournament won't define their long-standing careers. They've been outstanding for us, and we're very grateful to them both.
Does it feel like a bit...
What's next for the team?
So we'll have a series in the autumn over in Australia. So it gives us a chance to expose more of our group. I think there will be some exciting changes most probably over the next 12 months as we move towards Cape Town. We've got an incredibly talented group, not just the 12 here, but ones that didn't quite make the cut this time in our programme. So looking forward to taking a tour, a group over to Australia, competing. And there will also be a series alongside that back here against Uganda. So it continues to be unearthing talent, giving as much match exposure internationally as we can in readiness to see maybe a slightly different team in Cape Town, which will be great.
I was going to say, does it feel like a bit of an end of an era? You've had the core of the same squad for 4 years, and obviously with the two retirements, is now the time when these big changes come in?
Yeah, look, I think we had a great balance coming into the tournament. We had the experience, but I've not been shy of exposing players over the last couple of years, and that needed to be done. It hadn't been done, so I think we've gone on a great journey. The two things aligned, the stars aligned with some of our great experienced players, and also those that are coming through who maybe are yet to play in conditions such as this. So it's an end of an era for some, but not for everybody. And I always think it's important that you get that succession plan right, that they rub shoulders with each other, because learning from the likes of a Jade or a Joe is part of accelerating the development of those less experienced, as well as then exposing them to international netball. So I'm really hopeful for the future. I think we're on the cusp of something great. It may not feel like it to everybody now, but I think you've seen over the last couple of years, in particular the last 12 months, how exciting it is. And we've just got to hold true and stay strong in that space, and be prepared to sometimes fall short like we have today. But around the corner might be some more success, and I'm trusting that will definitely be the case in the future.
You came here for a gold and you're leaving empty-handed. What's the takeaway? How do you build from that?
Yeah, look, it's really sad. You know, I believe 100% the team are capable of taking the teams in the top four. We've not proven that to everybody else, but it's a measure of the here and now, and we've fallen short in two of the games against top quality opposition. We're ranked third in the world. We've played one and two, and we've fallen short. You know, so probability suggests that should be the case, but I think our belief in the last 12 months has suggested otherwise, and we've had some good results, but we've got to start translating that obviously onto the bigger stages. So we look forward to a World Cup where we've never made a final, and I think we've got some more firepower that we can invite back into the team, and hopefully put on an even better show next year.
And Ebony and Stacey spoke as it would be their joint last game.
It's been absolutely incredible. I think the crowd in general have been spectacular for the whole competition, but I think it was extra special for me because I think after having Savannah, I didn't think I'd be back here. So to finish off today, obviously not how we wanted to, but hopefully inspiring others in terms of who want to consider motherhood an elite athlete and being an elite athlete and having a career potentially, that is actually possible, and especially in this red dress.
Talk us through those final 24 seconds. Quite an emotional period of
you. It really was, and I probably got to give credit to Jeeva because selflessly she called time and was like, come on, and had that last moment. So 24 seconds of both me and Stacey, we looked at each other, we were both crying.
Yeah.
We've got to defend! But how special just to kind of finish in an England dress together.
Yeah.
In front of our friends and family.
Stacey, how do you feel knowing that you're retiring after this Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, quite overwhelmed. I don't think it will sink in for a little while longer yet, but when I reflect back, I think I'll feel so privileged that we were able to be out on court in a home Commonwealth Games, you know, wearing the red dress, which we certainly don't take for granted, and yeah, in Birmingham, incredibly proud for me, and so yeah, you couldn't wish for more really, other than a medal. I don't think we can step away from the fact that we underperformed this tournament. We expected better of ourselves, and I think there was also quite a buzz around us, and it was justified, but we really fell short at times under pressure. And so I know we've got a whole day of debriefs on Tuesday. We'll go away and I think we'll be asking some harsh questions of ourselves, of our programs and structures, and making sure that we leave no stone unturned for the group moving forward, that they can step out on court and do themselves justice at World Cup.
When you reflect on the journey that England netball's been on in the period you've been involved, you know, could you ever have imagined at the start that, you know, you'd be on such a big stage and be disappointed at, you know, know, just missing out on medics, etc.
Do you know what? I think we both probably started the journey in around about 2005, and we were young girls then, still having the dream of playing for England, and this was always the hope and dream, and modelled on what Australia and New Zealand had, I guess, demonstrated for a number of years. So to be part of the era that has kind of and transformed netball in the UK, especially part of the golden era in 2018, but even those before us who laid the foundation, and still be here today with packed out stadiums, people cheering and chanting for England, young girls in the crowd who are wanting to be roses. We've come on a huge journey, and it's just been a privilege to fly the flag, be the role models, be the ambassadors to say that you can do it, it is possible, we have the belief, we have a system in place to continue to further the sport. So it won't stop here. Obviously, as Stacey mentioned, we've got World Cup next year, and we still have very big ambitions. It's probably one in our locker that we, England Netball, have escaped, but as the Silver Ferns did in 2018, they bounced back at the World Cup, so I wouldn't write England off, but again, we build and go again.
What would you say to those young girls, like looking at you today and that over competition, what would you say to them wanting to wear the red dress in the future? How would you encourage them?
I think just stay ambitious, like have complete ownership and confidence in your skills and abilities, but a real openness to learn and to be challenged and want to be better. I think when I was coming through sport, there were so many people that I looked up to, that I had something in common with, that looked like me or liked what I liked, and I think our team has such a strength and in diversity, there's somebody for everybody, whether you know you want to play out in Australia, whether you're ambitious about being a player in Super League, whether you're a mid-quarter, a shooter, tall, short, we really champion diversity in netball, and I think I've found an incredible home, and we've been on an amazing journey.
I would
wish the same for every young girl or boy coming through the pathways.
Yeah.
Stacey, you're both incredible ambassadors for the sport, and it's really important to make sure your voices aren't lost. So once you've sort of had time to unwind from this, how do you plan to stay involved, or will you be able to stay involved?
Yeah, it's a good question. It certainly won't be in coaching. I can't stand it. I really would like to be able to give back to netball. As Ebony mentioned earlier, I think we've been involved in such an incredible time. Momentum is continuing to grow and to build, and I think the ambitions for there to be some private equity investors and for the Netball Super League to turn semi-professional and professional are absolutely right. It's about time, and if the opportunity presents and if I'm capable and confident, I would love to give back in the netball world.
Hi, it's Gretel Boetta, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Australia won that Com Games final 55-51 in that win over Jamaica. The Diamond head coach is Stacey Marinkovic.
Stacey, congratulations. You've just led the team to gold. How are you feeling?
I think it's pretty surreal at the moment. Just so proud of how the girls just attacked the game. I mean, Jamaica have been in sensational form, and I think that, you know, we had to step up every 5 minutes of every quarter, and I thought the way we came out, particularly in that half-time, was really, really good. Don't touch.
I agree, and it felt like your plan was executed to perfection with the timing of the changes that you made. Did you also feel like that?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Richo and I had gone through all the what-if sort of scenarios, and you've got to try and get the right moments, but we've had depth, and we've talked about our depth across the group. It's, you know, just having to build the combinations, and the girls went out and did their job.
How are you going to celebrate?
We've got a function afterwards, so we just go back to the hotel, and then all the family and people that came over from Australia, we'll just enjoy the night and, I guess just embrace it.
Enjoy the moment. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And there was nothing but delight for Courtney Bruce.
Overwhelmed, but yeah, so proud of this group.
What do you think was the difference in the game that you played today?
I think we really went back and we did our homework on Jamaica. You know, we know that they had some dominant feeders into Janiel, so we tried to shut out those at the front, and then let Sersi have an absolute fly at the back. And we also know how good Shamira, Latanya and Jodie are, so trying to keep the ball out of the air as much as possible.
And for you, what an incredible couple of months with West Coast Fever and now winning the Commonwealth Games gold. How would you sum up the last few months?
Oh, God, you're going to make me emotional. Like a dream come true. I've been at Fever for 11 seasons, so to get that premiership meant the absolute world. And 4 years ago, I was a really young defender and made a really crucial error. So to be here now and to run this medal is just... an absolute dream run this year.
Congratulations, and finally, how are you going to celebrate?
I don't know, I think we're going back, showering, and then seeing all our friends and family, which, yeah, we just want to be around friends and family at this point. So, yeah, it's just all be together finally.
And let's get the thoughts of Rob Wright.
First of all, how do you feel after that game?
Oh, incredibly proud. At the end of the day, like, this group has finished higher than any other Jamaican team in history. So, one, they're history makers. I'm just so proud for what they've done. And to come back in that last quarter to end up four down, you know, there's a lot of learnings that we've just learned over these Commonwealth Games that are going to be really helpful. I'm a novice at Comm Games. This is my first Comm Game, so there's plenty I've learned out of it that we can move forward with. So it's really exciting. Hopefully I'm still on board through to World Cup with Jamaica. So, I'm looking forward to the next year.
And how good is this for world netball to see the order changing and see Jamaica doing so well and making history?
Yeah, I love it. And I think it's really important, and I think it probably showed in the crowd. Like, well, there's 9,500 people here. I reckon 9,250 were going for Jamaica tonight. So that's cool, and I think they've people have embraced them, and I think, you know, like, they're a great bunch, and people love them, and I think they show that love back, and I think they've been themselves, and they're just a magnificent group. Can't believe it's over.
I know.
It's a bit sad. Go.
Can you tell us a bit about netball in Jamaica and kind of what the obstacles are and what you think this silver medal will do for netball in Jamaica?
Yeah, well, I hope I'm not talking in a school. I believe the performance here has brought on one new sponsor automatically. We are really under-resourced. Like I just said, most of the other teams probably have more support staff than we have players. So we have no analyst, we have no S&C here, we have no dietitian here. There's one massage therapist for the entire Jamaican team, not the netball team. So all those things, just incredible. They're all obstacles, but, you know, we don't use them as excuses. We, you know, use that and keep trying to build. Like, at the end of the day, like, in our team, we on that final, there's four SSN players on court versus seven on court. So we have six players who don't play in any league around. So they play in club netball home. Three of them are in our starting seven. It just shows what's possible, and I truly believe we're only just starting. I said that to the group. We're only just starting. So there's plenty that we need that we'll get better at. I'm going to get better at stuff, and we're going to come back even better.
Netball World Cup, watch out.
Thank you as ever for your support throughout the Commonwealth Games with our daily podcast. Fantastic to see so many friends in Birmingham after such a long time in person. And big thanks to Pamela Cookie, Jenny, Zara, Daisy, Sasha and Britt. Thank you for being a part of the memories. Netball World Cup, anyone? We're online at thenetballshow.co.uk, and if there's news and information from your club, you can always send us a DM. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.